Good afternoon, Scottsboro High School. This is Jason Winningham from Birmingham, Alabama. It is my pleasure to evaluate your color guard today here at Albertville. You have a beautiful weather. The wind's a little of an issue, so I'll definitely keep that in mind as I watch your performance. You guys are getting set up. I'll be back when you're ready to start. Hope you have a great performance today. All right, here we go. All right, nice sequential there, and good control, spinning the flag at the parallel over your head. Good control of those carving patterns at that slower tempo. Careful when we do that carving pattern as we are on the move and turning, that our shoulders and hips align where they need to be, like front sideline, end zone, back sideline, end zone, front. Whatever it may be, just so that the pathway of the flag stays in sync and uniform across the full group. Yeah, nice release from the stir. A little bit of a precision issue there from timing. Overall, good sense of timing. Yeah, when we push out and do that little layback, make sure we all commit to doing that layback with our upper body. Okay, that phrase ended a little soon. Based on the music, we want to make sure we're painting a picture of what we're hearing. Okay, our precision and timing is suffering a little bit through this phrase. Still struggling a little bit, but getting back in now from a timing perspective. Okay, good sense of timing through that phrase. Make sure we initiate together as we pull back to the front. So as we move across here, we're having another issue with our shoulder hip alignment, and that's probably going to be the case throughout the show, so I'll stop harping on it. But we need to pay attention to that as we're moving across the field. Our shoulders and hips need to be aligned to the front sideline, and you have to manipulate the equipment a little bit further away from your body to get it to go behind you and back to the front so that it matches across the ensemble. Because when our shoulders and hips twist and they're not the same as everyone else, it causes the flag to travel through different time and space, which gives it a different visual effect. So it just affects the clarity just slightly. It would help it a lot if we were all, you know, facing the exact same direction. Nice transition. Thank you for going down at the same time, coming up at the same time. Wind's starting to pick up. I'll definitely keep that in mind here. Hope it doesn't become too much of a challenge for you. Yeah, good sense of timing here. Nice control at the slower tempo. Some incorporation of lower body appreciated. Just make sure we're all committing to doing it. Fairly good attention to detail of that free arm and where it's supposed to be. Just check the angle of the arm when we're reaching out. Yeah, nice change in velocity there. Yeah, good sequential for you there. Just kind of a lull in visual effect there as we just kind of pause before we started the next phrase. You know, just add a four count turn or something to fill in that gap. Just a suggestion. Alright, let's make sure we all get out into position in time. that was kind of an awkward transition to run off the field, get another flag, and move back out. For some reason, one of the members doesn't have the blue flag. Alright, make sure we all commit to that lower body lunge here. Okay, so as we're moving off the field to transition, all the performers are just looking down at the ground. Remember, you're performing the entire show. So, you know, project up to the press box, smile, whatever your facial expression needs to be. But remember, you're performing all the way until you get there, until you go down to the ground to pick up your next piece of equipment. You're performing. And now once you stand back up, you're in performance mode again. Kind of a long time for nothing to happen visually. Not sure the choreography matches the intensity of the sound. Okay, good manipulation of the flag from the silk. Yeah, as we pass around the net, we want to make sure that we all have a strong understanding of where we release it at the neck, so that it goes at the same speed around the head. Not as strong of a moment here for you from a timing perspective and memorization of the choreography. Recovering fairly well, but just still a little off a couple of individuals. There was another missed opportunity for something to be happening visually. Even if it's as they're transitioning in their drill, even if it's just pushed up and over, A's and B's or something, just to give us something to look at as the band's playing, because the band's still playing fairly intensely, and the guard was just holding their flags at parallel at their waist. So you know what, you want to make sure that they're painting a picture of what we're hearing. That's the role of the color guard. And there were a few missed opportunities from that perspective in today's performance. But again, you may not be fully complete with your show. You may have plans of adding some more things in. That these are just merely suggestions that I'm making to you that would just help enhance your performance a little bit better. But in wrapping things up, overall, good job, Scottsboro. We did have a few issues with timing today. Nothing super significant, but just enough to kind of realize it's still early in the season and we need to spend a little bit more time focusing on timing and counting and understanding our count structures. And then, you know, look at our body alignment and how it faces the sideline throughout the whole show. And when we're turning, you know, are our shoulders all in line as we're turning, you know, front, end zone, back, end zone, front, etc., things like that, because that impacts the pathway of the equipment anytime you're doing motion with the equipment while moving across the field. So that would just help make that the clarity a little bit stronger if you'll spend some time focusing on that. Hope these comments will help you, and I wish you all the best.